Rebecca.
And I'm Krabeshni.
And welcome to Building with Builders.
Our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry, and as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au. Hi, ladies, and welcome along to this week's podcast. Today, I'm talking with a fellow Build Her property lawyer who I just found out is a property lawyer, Jan Jamonts from Canberra. And we're so excited that she's here today to join us and talk to us about her story, her build, what she learned throughout the process, and share some of her insights along the way. Jan, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
We've just been chatting away before the podcast, as you do, and I learned some pretty interesting stuff about you. Would you like to share a little bit around who you are and what you do and how you felt about being in the industry and doing your own project?
As you mentioned, I am a property lawyer. I am the director of a firm called Elevated Legal Advisory. We focus mainly and solely really on residential and commercial property, both in ACT and New South Wales. So most of the work that we do, especially in the current climate, is around reviewing residential contracts for purchasing residential property. Sometimes it relates to purchasing development sites because there's a lot of opportunity out there at the moment. So it's considering reviewing contracts and providing advice on those contracts. When I decided to do my own build, it was very hard for me to put the lawyer head aside and then become a client and have more realistic expectations rather than the legal expectations that you would approach a contract with. So we wanted to look at what people around us were doing, and it was lovely being a part of Build Her Collective and just getting that feedback from the different members.
And having all that legalese on your side can sometimes be like a little bit, I don't want to say noisy, that's not the right thing to say, but you have the right way, I suppose, to do something and the best practice in that the way that you might work through an issue. But sometimes when you're doing it for yourself and you're working through issues, it can feel quite different. How did you feel about that going through your project?
No, you make a valid point, because sometimes you can tend to overanalyze things, and especially when you look at build contracts and contracts for clients, there's the approach that you take as a lawyer. And then you look at the practical aspect of it. You go, okay, what's the outcome I want? And what are the timeframes I want to work with? And you're better off trying to come to a middle ground with the people that you're working with and be more collaborative rather than sticking to legalese. I shouldn't really be saying that, but it's always good to know what your rights are, especially under a building contract. But then I think it's extremely important to work with your builder and also, you know, the other people assisting, like the architect and things like that, to get the outcome that you want.
Absolutely. Now, do you want to tell us a little bit around the team? It's so important when you are building for yourself that you have a great team around you. And there can be that feeling that if you're going to be an owner builder, or even if you're going to hire a builder, you know, you need to be on top of everything and you need to be able to know what someone's responsible for. And those certainly are important factors, but you also have to be able to work within a team with people who are working for you. Do you want to tell us a little bit around who your architect is and what you engage them to do, and tell us a little bit about your builder and what their role was?
So my husband and I used Stephen Sertek from Thursday Architecture, and we used him because we wanted to work with someone rather than the architect bring their vision to life. We wanted it to be a very collaborative approach where our options thoughts and opinions were taken into consideration, because at the end of the day, it's our house and how we live in the house. And we really felt that Stephen did that. He took into consideration the fact that we were a young family and I was pregnant at the time with my second. So, you know, how the house would evolve with us. And then also with respect to the budget, we were very strict on our budget. And that was something that was taken into consideration, which I really appreciated. And that also then trickled to the builder that we used. We wanted to use someone who would bring that vision to life. So we used D3 Projects, and the builder's name is Richie McGrath, and he was fantastic. Just being able to say what was realistic within our budget, what was not, and then work within those parameters.
Now, did the builder come to you via the architect, or did you go out and seek a few builders to price your project?
We met with a few builders to price our project, and given the budget and also the time frame we were working with, and also having seen products that D3 had done or the houses that they had done, it was an easy decision to go with them.
And how about finding Thursday Architecture? Did you look at various architects and then ultimately select them, or did you have a good feeling from the get-go?
We looked at a few different architects, but when we met with Stephen, we got a really good feeling and we got along really well with him. So it was definitely, you know, industry recommendations plus having that feeling, because I think the most important tip I could give someone is once you meet the architect or the builder or the people that you're going to work with, remember you're going to be working with them closely for 6, 8, 12 months. So it's important that you are able to have a good working relationship with them and be honest and open with them. So trust your gut.
I think you're right. I think you get that feeling whether it's going to be a good journey or not from even initial conversations. You actually know. Now, you do have a very beautiful home and we're really excited to feature it. We are going to write a little blog on Jan's home because it is absolutely stunning. I'd love for you to share, where are some of your favourite moments? Now, in Build Her Collective, we often talk about your vision, your moments and your spaces, and we try and help women understand how those three are connected. What were some of your favourite moments of the house, or where are some of your favourite moments of the house?
I think I have to say every day when I open my front door, I can't believe that this is my house and I get to live here. So I feel very fortunate. So that is a very special moment for me. And the rumpus area where my kids and I, you know, watch TV and we get dressed in the morning. So, you know, it's a very family friendly area for me. And then I love my kitchen. So it was created bespoke joinery that did our kitchen and our joinery. And I just love that space. We love to entertain and just to be able to look out into the garden from the kitchen. And it's a sense of family, home, and just having people around you.
It is beautiful. Was there any compromise that had to happen along the way?
You know, scaling things back. And also during the process, I was pregnant with the second. So we needed to make sure that, you know, we built up a house under a building approval rather than development approval, which would have taken a longer time frame. So, you know, making the sizes fit within that building envelope to meet that VA requirement. So that was a big compromise because of budget constraints. We're putting a pool in, you know, sometime later this year. So not having completed the house straight away. So that was, again, another compromise, I would say. But there wasn't any material compromises. It was more compromises around budget and timing.
Do you think you've caught the bug? Would you do it all again?
Oh, I would love to do it again, yes. But currently running a small business and having a very young family poses a bit of an issue going through that whole process again. And also the current property market in Canberra.
It's out of control, I hear.
It is. It is.
I mean, we often hear that. We often speak to our builders who have done one home or two homes, and you just fall in love with I think the magic of it all, I can't think of a better way to explain it, but through all the ups and all the downs, at the end of the day, you come out with this beautiful home that you're connected to in a really intrinsic way. And it is magical. So I kind of get why you might want to do it again.
Oh, I would love to do it again. You know, I'm never going to say never. I would definitely do it again in a heartbeat.
Now, you've already given us one good tip. Did you want to share some more tips that you might have for other builders or women who are just thinking about renovating or building new? And I think sometimes people don't get the opportunity to do a new build. Do you have any tips that you would want to share around that?
I think definitely have a plan of attack as to what your budget is going to be, what your build budget is likely to be. Be realistic, do your research, and, you know, even if it takes a little while, do what you want to do. Don't compromise on living spaces. Do your research and see what sells. If the opportunity is to buy and sell, then definitely do your research and work towards it. Join an amazing organization or a membership like Build Her Collective who support you through the process. And, you know, you have access to all these amazing discounts. And then, as I mentioned before, trust your gut and have people around you that will support you and go through the journey with you.
I think that's a really important one. Your point around how long you are going to be in a relationship with your design team and your builder is huge. And I think people often underestimate that. And that's the make or break of the project, to be honest. If you feel like you're constantly fighting an uphill battle, or you just are trying to fit a round peg in a square hole, or someone doesn't understand what you're trying to actually create, then that can make the whole process really daunting and really challenging.
Yeah, definitely. As simple as it sounds, I think if you can meet a person and think, can I have a drink with this person, then they're the person to use. Because remember, you'll be working with them for, yeah, a long time.
Now, one last question. Did you have any hairy moments throughout the build? Because, you know, in a good relationship, the thing is, you can have hairy moments with your builder. You can have a hairy moment with your design team. It's not the end of the world. It's how you approach it. It's how you navigate it. And I'm a big fan of bygones because, you know, I can get a bit hot-headed. I work in the construction industry. It happens. But I like to work with people who have the same value, I suppose, as me. And if you can sometimes have a disagreement, but bygones be bygones, and the next day work is work, that's important. You know, this is, an open-ended question, but did you feel like there were any hairy moments that you had to navigate through?
It is normal to, you know, have those moments. And there were where, you know, there were certain things that were supposed to be supplied in a certain period of time that weren't done. But then you have to understand and be accepting of the fact that everyone is trying to achieve that ultimate goal or time frame that you've set. So it's easy to dig your heels in and say you were supposed to deliver X within this period of time. But then at the end of the day, if you try and workshop it and see if everyone can kind of adjust their expectations, I think you get a better outcome.
Absolutely, because no one can just make something magically appear out of thin air.
And sometimes, you know, there's supplying of certain goods that can't be delivered within a certain time, especially currently, you know, in the pandemic that we're going through. So it's just to be willing to adjust your expectations.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's a huge one. Jan, thank you so much for joining us for our Build Her Story today. If you have enjoyed listening to today's podcast, please check out our blog about Jan, because we have some lovely images which we're going to be sharing of her gorgeous home. To me, it's a beautiful mix of pavilion style, residential architecture. It's clean, it's simple, it's striking, and it really gives you a sense of calm. And I think you've done a fantastic job on your home build, working with your architect and your builder to bring this project home.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Building with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word.
For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. And don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.